Well, they made him a bishop at the finish. Bishop of Buckingham. Only he got terrible short-sighted, you know. They had a big confirmation service one time and he confirmed two of the oak knobs on the altar rail by mistake. Oh, he laughed when they told him what he'd done. He says, hang these old eyes of mine. He says, I do believe I could see better out of the sockets, he says. They had a big wedding one Easter, you know, what they calls a mass wedding. About 17 couples. But he got them all mixed up. He married the wrong ones. They was running round in circles afterwards looking for themselves. So when they told him what he'd done, he says, well, he says, I can't help it now. He says, they'll just have to sort themselves out in the churchyard, he says. Old Willie Broom says to the fella who stood next to him, he says, do you want a change? So this fella says, no. He says, I'm quite satisfied with the one I got, he says. I never set eyes on her before, he says, but she'll do me. So most on them stayed as they was. Well, I mind the time when he met old Johnny Paradine, Mr. Buckmaster's shepherd up on the Downs. And he stopped and had a pitch up with him, you see. He says, that's a lovely flock of sheep you got there, shepherd, he says. How many is there, he says. So old Johnny says, just on 400, sir. And the old bishop laughed. He says, ah, he says, that's nothing compared to the size of my flock, he says. I've got over 17,000 to look after. So old Johnny says, my word, sir, he says, I reckon you must have your work cut out at lambing time. Ah, the old bishop said he had to laugh. Like when old Ned Turpin sowed a crop of oats in the churchyard. Well out of the way, like, behind the church, where he knowed they wouldn't be seed. Well, even the vicar never knowed they was there. Fact, nobody knowed, till the old archdeacon come across one Sunday and catched them all by surprise. And he made old Ned take him for a walk round the churchyard. Course, when he seed these year oats, he nearly had a fit. Oh, my goodness, he said, this is terrible, terrible. He says, we must see this don't happen next year. So old Ned says, oh, no, sir, never 2 years running. Taters next year. Ah, he was a rare one, was old Ned. He was sexton across at Toddington for nigh on 50 years. About the end of every September, he used to measure off a bit of ground big enough to hold all them as he thought wouldn't last out the winter, and then cover it up with dead leaves and bits of old sacking and that, so as the frost wouldn't get at it and make it too hard to dig. Ah, he always knowed them as wouldn't last the winter. He used to write their names in the back of his hymn book. He even had a bit of ground marked out for himself, you know, underneath that old cedar tree alongside the bottom wall. He used to say, that's where I'm going to lie, if I'm spared. Ah, he was a rare one, was old Ned. He used to be scorer for the cricket team, you know. He used to say, all overs, what isn't maidens, ought to be called matrons, because they've took a lot of punishment. but he got very deaf towards the finish, you know. He says to the vicar one time, he says, I never knowed they had that kind of thing in the Bible, sir, like you read out last night. So the old vicar says, what kind of thing? And he says, well, sir, he says, you said as if I didn't pay my rent, I'd surely have to leave the parish. So the old vicar laughed. He says, no, he says, what I said was, if you don't repent, you'll surely perish. So old Ned says, oh, he said, if that's all it is, he says, I don't mind, he says. I don't mind perishing so much, he says, as long as I don't have to move out of my cottage, he says. Old vicar says he couldn't help laughing.